when you have chronic pain, rather than resort to taking pain medications every day, well, what about other options? Well, one of the other options we're going to talk about this morning is perhaps a pain injection. And I have with us as our guest in studio, Dr. Roger Colletti, MD, a physician from Lewis, from the Lewis area, and he has a very unique treatment for these types of chronic pain, such as chronic low back pain. You know, that's muscle related. And Dr. Colletti, first at the outset, you are my doctor, and you and I had a talk about this in the office, not over this pain thing, but my normal office visit, and you brought up this this pain vaccine, and I thought it was a very interesting topic to discuss, and I invited you to come in and talk about our listeners to our listeners about this. So why don't you explain to our audience the type of injection that you have, what it can do. Now, as you know, many people used to resort to and still do Botox for some problems. It's very, very expensive. It's probably $700-$800 per injection. I have a family member of mine that has a chronic problem, and they have to resort to Botox every 3 months. But it's toxic. There are issues, and it does have a large price tag associated with it. Your treatment doesn't have that huge price tag associated with it. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that injection treatment that you have for those suffering certain types of chronic pain?
Thank you. So what started out with me was having chronic pain myself. I had chronic low back pain for tens of years, and I realized that it was mostly muscle spasm. And at one point in my practice, I decided I would try and see if I could use Botox to alleviate it, and I was successful in developing a technique that worked pretty well. The expense, however, got to the point where it wasn't being reimbursed by the insurances, and I couldn't pass it on to the patients, and frankly, I was losing money treating patients. I then looked into the research and found there was another medication that had 3 patents on it, but had then been abandoned. And also the physician, a neurologist who had been working with it, was unable to find a way to use it successfully. So that was my mission. So I took out and started working with a compounding pharmacy, used their specialist, and eventually we got to the point of finding a way to use this medication, which is far cheaper than Botox, and for an application for a given patient might cost $50 rather than $500 or more. More importantly, this medication, which is normally used historically for blood pressure control, does not cause weakness, does not cause atrophy, has a duration of action.
It doesn't have the side effects that...
Not side effects that Botox has. It does cause a little bit of irritation for 2 to 5 days at the site of injection, but the duration of action is 3 months. And by the time the medication wears off, for most people, at that point, the muscle has recovered. So I don't see the rebound as people see sometimes with Botox, 3-4 months later, unless for those patients who have chronic neurological diseases, then they need to be reinjected, every 3 or 4 months. But the patients I'm treating are people like myself who had chronic back pain for years.
Right.
Sometimes patients who had a single car accident that it might have been 10, 12 years ago, and that chronic muscle spasm stays there. But injecting the muscle actually one time is enough to reboot or reset the muscle and bring it back down to where it's not in chronic spasm. We use the equivalent of an EKG for muscle, and the EKG that it's called an EMG, and the EMG in patients who have chronic spasm, you can hear and see the activity. I can play it for you in a second.
You showed it to me when I was in your office.
That sound you hear there is the electrical activity of the muscle, which is keeping a chronic spasm.
Right, which is invariably giving you pain.
Right. So the spasm itself either gives you pain directly, or if it compresses a nerve, you get sciatica, you get pain shooting down the leg, you can get pain shooting up in the neck. So the patients who have low back pain, who have neck pain and shoulder pain, are the best candidates for this. In terms of patient treatment, it requires 1, maybe 2 times. I can't use a lot of the medication at one time, only because it can lower blood pressure. But other than that, once a certain area has been injected, it's pretty well done. It doesn't need to be done again.
All right, you're listening to Dr. Roger Colletti, MD. He's got a very interesting treatment option for those people who suffer chronic pain. Believe there's nothing worse than chronic back pain. Believe me, I know. We have to take a break for traffic and weather here on the Talk of Delmarva, 92.7 WGMD, WGMD.com. Dr. Roger Colletti is our guest on Mike and Jake in the Morning. And we will also take your phone calls. Perhaps you have questions for Dr. Colletti, seeing perhaps that maybe this course of treatment may be helpful for you. 302-945-9292.
WGMD's Mike and Jake in the morning at 5. News talk with a spice of life. 92.7 WGMD.
And our in-studio guest this morning is Dr. Roger Coletti, MD, a local physician in the Lewis area who has an interesting treatment for chronic pain. And if you'd like to give us a call in the studio, you have a question perhaps for Dr. Coletti, 302-945-9292, 302-945-9292, pound 927. Or if you're calling from your cell phone, that's a free call. Compliments of Verizon Wireless and Atlantic Cellular, your authorized agent for Verizon Wireless. If you're calling, listening via the World Wide Web or out of the immediate area, 800-518-9292. Dr. Coletti, majority of the people that come to seek help for this chronic pain, are they suffering from back injuries or back-related type problems? Is that most of the type of complaint that you get?
Yeah, the most common patients that I see are patients who've had chronic low back pain, may have been there for a year, maybe even many years. I've had patients who've had back pain for a decade or more, and all the time it was being caused by a spasm of muscle that just wouldn't go away.
Right.
Oftentimes, too, it'll act up from time to time, but there's this low-grade chronic pain.
Right.
Once you get the muscle to finally relax with the medication, unless you do the same thing that we've done before that caused the chronic problem, it doesn't come back. So part of the treatment is...
So you're seeing long-term benefit for these types of injections. That's what you're seeing.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that I have to go over with people, you know, how did they get to that point? If it was a car accident, that's fine. Just don't have another car accident. That's fine.
Right.
You know, but if you're doing something, even repetitive injury as simply as people sitting at a desk not knowing...
Repetitive strain injury we're talking about, right?
Right.
Cumulative trauma.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like an overuse injury, even where your keyboard's in the wrong place,
Yeah, you've got a flexion condition in your hand or something.
Chair's in the wrong
right.
place. You're doing things. If you keep on doing the same thing too much, you'll develop into a problem. Even things as simple, frankly, as a tennis elbow is typically caused by the muscle. It's not the elbow. It's the muscle going into chronic spasm from overuse, and then it pulls in the tendon. The tendon gets inflamed, and the site of pain is the elbow, but that's not the site of the problem.
Right.
So
been there, done that.
So there are many situations where getting the muscle to relax again solves the problem. There are many, many techniques. There's massage, there's acupuncture. There's so many techniques that can work. But once the muscle gets to the point where it's locked up, it's very hard to break out. And it's for those patients where nothing else works that this technique makes sense. It's not a first-line treatment. It's for those who other things have not succeeded in working.
We've got a caller online that wants to ask a question of Dr. Roger Coletti, MD. Dr. Coletti, we've got a caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Doc. I'm calling. I just went and had an X-ray done of my hip because I was in an accident about 15 years ago, and I am in pain 24/7. They told me it was arthritis. Now, will your shot work for that? And I also take... blood pressure medicine. So I was wondering if I could get the shot, am I a candidate on taking medicine for high blood pressure?
Yeah, so first of all, the medication I'm using actually lowers blood pressure. So my biggest limitation is patients who walk in with low blood pressure, I have to then make sure we don't overdo the amount of medication given. However, patients with high blood pressure is no problem at all. The question in terms of the hip is pretty interesting. I'm seeing more and more patients who have muscles that surround the hip, called hip rotators, the most common of which is called the piriformis. And the whole thing about piriformis syndrome that people treat with stretches and the like. But if there's not really severe arthritis, you shouldn't be having pain 24/7 for a joint itself. The arthritis would normally be painful when you're moving it. 24/7 pain in the hip area. I've seen this with these muscles, these hip rotator muscles, and they're a little tough to get to. I've been successful in doing it. That's a bit of a challenge, but it turns out that the patients where we have gotten to it, the pain's gone and has stayed away.
Dr. Coletti, for those listening, and if you want to ask a call of Dr. Coletti, we have another moment here. Why don't you tell our listeners how to get in contact with you, your office number and so forth, if they're interested in this treatment from you. How can I get in contact with you?
Sure. I'm located on Route 1 at an office building called the Red Mill Center. The office phone number is 645-1500. And as it turns out, I can be reached there. There should be somebody there 24/7 to pick up the phone in case we're not there. And just leave information, and we'll check and see whether or not you're suitable. Be happy to see somebody in consultation.
How long does it generally take from the time someone calls requesting a consultation with you before they can get an appointment to see you?
Well, the good and bad news is I'm just in the area full-time now. So at this point, my schedule is still pretty open, so it shouldn't take much time. In many cases, I've been able to do an interview with the patient, do the examination, review all their reports of MRIs and x-rays, and actually do the injection in the same sitting.
Okay, wow. All right, let's get to the last phone call before we have to go to news at the bottom of the hour. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Roger Colitti. Go ahead, please.
Yes, how are you doing this morning? 2011, I had an accident. I fell out of a tree and broke my C2 in my neck and compression fracture of L1 in my back. Everything since healed, but I still suffer from pain and migraines and things of that nature, but I don't take any medications for them that's dealing with it. I was wondering if your treatments would have any, could benefit me at all.
Okay.
In regards to my injury.
So the answer actually is, fortunately, yes. It's not that uncommon that a high neck pain and shoulder pain can lead to migraines also. And I've had patients where we treated even the shoulders, and all of a sudden some of the migraines went away. We all know about the use of Botox around the scalp to reduce migraines, but back neck pains also can do that. As far as the low back's concerned, the really important thing that one has to keep in mind, and this is typically forgotten, is that there's two major sources of pain that come from injuries. One is the spine, obviously, and the other is the muscle. But I have many patients where the spine injury was either healed or had surgery and was fixed. The problem was the muscle didn't get the memo. The muscle is still staying in spasm, thinking it's supposed to be in spasm to protect the spine. So that post-surgical patients who've gotten the laminectomy still have pain, and I've had patients who've had severe sciatica even post-fix until we got the muscle quieted down, and then finally it resolved and stayed okay.
So you think you can help this call, caller?
Very good chance. Our overall success just across the board in terms of long-term success is somewhere at 80-90%.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not perfect.
Yeah,
well,
80-90% is pretty darn good, I think. What do you think, caller?
Yeah, yes, I do, actually, because I've had cortisone injections in my C2, the area, and my L1, nothing that really doesn't even touch it,
Yeah, one of the interesting things is that the current standard of care, epidurals and cortisone injections, they help the muscle quiet down somewhat, but they don't reset it. They don't stop this chronic electrical activity that keeps it in chronic spasm.
Right.
And that's what I found was the answer. Years ago, I was interested in understanding why muscles stay in chronic spasm. And curiously, it looks like I found out. In the world of physiatry and doing EMGs, the very thing that I found that I believe is the cause of the chronic spasm was considered noise. Now, I've published nationally. I've gone to national meetings. My work has been accepted by some societies that it was the American Association of Neuromuscular.
Oh, what? Can we hold that thought? We need to take a break for traffic and weather, Doctor. We have more people calling in. Can you stay for an extra couple of minutes after the news?
Not a problem.
All right, Dr. Colletti is going to stay. We've got some other callers calling in, so if you hang in there, we'll get to you here on the Talk of Del Mar, but 92.7 WGMD, WGMD.com. Marine weather is next. We're going to go back to the phones. We've had a caller hanging on that wants to talk to Dr. Colletti. He agreed to hang around for a couple extra minutes. Caller, go ahead, and thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you very much. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I suffer from peripheral neuropathy. I've had for about 5 to 6 years. I was wondering if there's anything that can be done about that. I suffer from pain in the balls and toes of both my feet. And I've been on medication for years, but I don't want to continue on medication. I was hoping there's some other alternative.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that the treatment that I've developed is not for that. Peripheral neuropathy is clearly one thing that I've seen in patients. I've been practicing over 30 years, and there is a lot of that around, it seems. The most commonly used drug is Neurontin for that. There are actually some operative procedures to relieve pressure on nerves, and that works sometimes. I have patients who've had that done. That's not a guarantee, though. But peripheral neuropathy, if it's caused by either diabetes or caused by another neurological condition, is something that's unfortunately one of the things that is very difficult to treat, as you well know. And unfortunately, what I do does not really work for that condition.
All right, caller.
Well, Thank you very much.
Sorry. Yeah, that's, boy, you must have a lot of difficult pain, but that's the thing. You know, people have this chronic pain. They live with it. And, you know, you've helped a lot of them, obviously, to get out from under the restrictions and the stress and the pain that people have from these chronic conditions. But Dr. Colletti, why don't you give our listeners again your number to get in contact with you? Your office is located on Route 1 in Lewis.
Yes.
Give up your number again, and I appreciate you coming by this morning.
Sure. Sure, the phone number, it's 645-1500. And the pleasure talking to you all, and hopefully we can help some of you.
I thank you, Roger, Dr. Colletti, for coming in and spending some time. And I guess if you have a chronic problem with pain, there's probably nothing worse, and people are looking for relief for that pain. You know, maybe the injection is something that can help people that they can get away from taking oral pain medications as well, right?
Well, one of the things that I've learned very carefully is that on occasion we'll treat somebody and they'll no longer need their pain medication. However, they can't stop it abruptly. Otherwise, they actually can go into withdrawal. We have one of those.
I guess that depends on how long they've been on it, right?
Right. Then they need to actually taper off the pain medication slowly.
Dr. Roger Colletti on Mike and Jake in the Morning. Dr. Colletti, thank you, and hopefully you'll come back again and talk about this topic, all right?
Sure, be happy to do that.
All right, thank you. Dr. Roger Colletti.